Some Mohawk Valley lawmakers are trying to form a bipartisan alliance to more effectively advocate for their region in the state legislature. More from WRVO's Payne Horning.
Utica Democratic Assemblyman Anthony Brindisi says he talks daily with his Republican Mohawk Valley colleague, Senator Joe Griffo. Now he wants to expand those powwows to other representatives from counties like Oneida and Herkimer. Brindisi says this informal Mohawk Valley coalition would model itself after other regional alliances.
Very similar to other delegations that meet as a group, whether it's in Western New York or in some of the boroughs down in the New York City area. The idea really is just to talk about local issues with other members that represent the counties in the Mohawk Valley area to try and advocate together for issues that we have common concern over and just stay abreast of different things that are happening in the region so we can work together as a team.
The call for a Mohawk Valley alliance comes at a time when there's a lot on the table for the region. The proposed state budget includes nearly $1 billion for a new downtown Utica hospital and the Nanotechnology Center in Marcy. That project has stalled as state and local leaders work to replace the Austrian company that pulled out of the development late last year. Brindisi has been trying unsuccessfully to get Governor Andrew Cuomo to visit the Nano Center to reaffirm his commitment. A chorus of Mohawk Valley legislators, Brindisi says, might be more attention-grabbing.
Whether it has to do with nanotechnology or other projects, the more of us working together and speaking as one voice, greater chances we're going to be able to bring attention to this area from Albany.
There are about a dozen state legislators who represent the Mohawk Valley, the vast majority of whom are Republican. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.